You have several readings this week pertaining to the prevalence of mental disorders and a link on incidence of DD. It's estimated that approximately one quarter of children and youth have a diagnosable mental disorder within a six-month period. Some of the research is more questionable for younger children, like preschool children, because they can't really participate in reporting on their own symptoms. Also, see the accompanying link on the incidence of developmental disabilities. It's estimated that close to 20% meet the criteria for having what we call a serious emotional disturbance. A serious emotional disturbance is the diagnosis of a condition that interferes with the functioning of a child in a significant way at home, at school, or in the community. Back in the early 80s, the federal government decided to shift its focus and said our priority should be on those children who have serious emotional disturbances. An individual may meet a diagnosis for a mental disorder, or they may have an anxiety condition that interferes a little bit. But according to their criteria, our priority should be on those kids who have a diagnosis that significantly interferes with their functioning. That was an important policy decision.